Jimbo, Brian Burns statistically had a huge game. He said after the game that he felt like it was kind of a long time coming for him. Was there anything he's doing differently recently, or was it what teams were doing with him?
No, sometimes you just – you process as the game comes together for you and you see the opportunities, you make the plays. I mean, there's nothing he's always worked very hard, practiced very hard. I feel he's going to have a tremendous future in this game and is a very good football player. He just – you know, he stepped up and played to another level there, and hopefully he can keep that same progression the last three, you know, 3 weeks of this season.
Jimbo, what are some things that you guys can build on from the Syracuse win, how you guys performed at Clemson? You guys have three chances to be bowl eligible for the rest of this year.
We do. We need to play three good football games, but first we need to play one. We need to play one football game and build on the positives. And, again, look at the things when the critical moments are there and why we didn't make those plays and understand sometimes that, you know, sometimes when you get in those situations – Your instincts got to take over, but you got to stay disciplined in what you do and not try to want to do it too bad. You know what I'm saying? And want to make it too much and sometimes force that extra inch. You just got to relax and do it so many times in practice that it's second nature and have confidence to do it. And like I say, making good decisions is there. It just seems like the ball, you know, balls off your fingertips or you can't pick one up or you just miss a tackle by, you know, a hair on a sack or something. And, you know, we just got to keep fighting through it. That's the only answer. And we got to have technique. We got to show them why, when it happens. And also thought process. What were you thinking? How were you thinking? That's very much like you see me get with James a lot coming off the field. Why people say, why do you talk to? Because it's immediate that you have to understand a guy's thought process and at the time correct it. I always say it's like, I don't know for lack of a better term, when your kids are little, if they do something, when a baby does something little, if you don't correct it right then, you can do it an hour. Sometimes they don't even know exactly what they were thinking. You got to get exactly what they think when they do it and get them to regurgitate exactly their mind thought process, do it so you can help them. Because the whole thing about those situations is thought process. You got to have a thought process. You have to be instinctive, but you got to stay disciplined within that instinct. You understand what I'm saying? And not want to get the result too bad. And that's why a lot of times when he comes over, me and him have never had an argument. It's just he's trying to, I'm trying to get him to verbalize what he was thinking, what he saw, exactly when it comes off the field, because I think that's the critical point to teaching. And all of our players, just, you know, when you missed a tackle, you didn't pick up the fumble. Why didn't you pick up the fumble? I'm using that for example. That route's a hair off. Why do you guys do it? Because I think it's very critical, because when they can get it at that moment in that of why they're thinking, then you can correct it that much better. Because later, sometimes it doesn't have the same effect as it does when it does that right there. And that's what we got to keep doing with our guys and keep getting them in position to keep making plays. We're getting in position to make them. We just got to make them. We're there to make them. We're in the right place, got the right plays. We just got to get them to finalize it.
Coach, with three games left, has the topic of bowl eligibility come up in the locker room? Is it something that you guys
discussed? Our guys know that. You've heard us say 40 and 35. I mean, that was important to us. But at the same time, that's a goal. Now, to get there, we have to play one good game this week, then another good game the next week, then another good game the next week.
Jimbo, with a game like Delaware State, what are you looking? Is it, you just mentioned it twice, just looking to play a good game?
Yeah, I mean, go out opponent and play almost doesn't just matter. Like you played against Clemson. I mean, go out there and play just like you did against Syracuse with the same enthusiasm and heart, except with better execution in those situations and keep executing and get confident that you did it on the field and then do it again the next time and do it again the next time and repeat and create a habit. Because when you create and play with a certain intensity and a certain execution, you create a habit. Because when pressure comes, habits come straight to the surface of what you believe. And when you've had success and you've done it the right way, good habits happen.
And did you, I don't know, I'm sure you didn't see it after he was kicked out of the game, but did you have a conversation with Emmett Rice about how he?
We'll discuss that. I mean, like I said, Emmett had a hit, which is, unfortunately, it was a targeting call. He hit the guy square, he hit him high. I mean, I don't think it was any intent or anything bad. He made a bad hit on a situation. We got to aim a little lower. But we talked to Emmett about things and how we do things.
Coach, to follow up on Brian Burns, it seems like, you know, the season's been slow for him. Do you think this performance can be a springboard for him?
No doubt. Again, like I said, because it creates confidence, it creates that I do it, and you get – if people say it's a rhythm, a zone, whatever, sometimes the game just begins to focus on what you're doing. You hit that stride, and hopefully it will, because we need him to play well the next 3 weeks, because he's played hard all year.
Jim, I'm just wondering how Jacquez came out of the game. Do you feel fine, and were you pleased with what he
we able to do. He had a nice run on the goal line. He made another great short yardage run down there in a hurry-up situation we had down there, and we were using him well, I mean, in the game. And, you know, just we had to turn into throwing the football at the end to get back in it. But, you know, he was doing a good job. He feels healthy and ready to go.
And then also over the last month or so, it seemed like Nooney, maybe even a little bit under the radar, has been really productive. Have you seen him kind of take a few steps?
He's getting better and better. And again, learning to not go instinctive so much. Everybody say the instincts is good, but instincts, you have to have instinct, but you have to have disciplined instincts. And I think he's really staying within what he's doing and then producing and maturity and getting better. And we need him to keep playing because he can make plays. He can really make plays.
How good has Derwin been this season for you?
As really a good. I tell you what, he's been great as a leader, great as a guy to look up to. How he practices, his enthusiasm in practice, and I thought he played an excellent game the other night. I thought he tackled well in space, made a lot of plays in a lot of situations. I thought he had a heck of a game. I think he's getting better and better and really falling into playing. Because, again, you got to remember, he hadn't played for a whole year, you know what I'm saying, when you go into this year. And I think he's getting better and better, and I thought he played a heck of a game the other night. Played great when he gets Syracuse.
Do you think these the last two games have been kind of the Derwin that he can be?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the opportunities have presented themselves and he's made the plays. You know, sometimes the opportunities don't present yourself all the time. And But I don't think he's had a bad year at all. I think he's played well, and I think he's played exceptionally well the last 2 weeks.
Jimbo, is there any concern that these guys might look ahead past Delaware State to UF?
I hope not. And that's something as coaching we got to bring up and bring to them. And I don't think they will, because I think they understand the importance of every game out there. And, again, creating the habit. So, I mean, and once you start to play well, hopefully you'll continue to play well. But, you know, that's something we got to address and make sure. But I don't think so. I really don't.
Jimbo, with the ULM game was added, but still senior day this weekend. What's the significance of senior day?
I mean, to reward, you're talking about seniors. You got two guys for sure that won a national championship 2013. They've been through 13, 14, 15, 16. They've been four straight New Year's Six bowl games, national playoff game, national championship game. I mean, to honor, and then if the ones that are true seniors, you've been to national playoff game, two New Year's Six bowl games, you know, Rose Bowl, Orange Bowl, Peach Bowl, another game this year. I mean, what the games they've won is the things they've done for Florida State, 10-win seasons, 12-win seasons, 11-win seasons, undefeated regular season. I mean, you know, the things that haven't happened. And to go out the right way, and we honor and cherish every moment they've been here. And I think we need to show them a great celebration.
Jimbo, looking back on Saturday, how did James handle that environment? That's one of the toughest environments in college football.
I think in the beginning I don't think it was crazy, but I mean, I think it took him a few seconds to get involved in the game, but then, you know, he did a good job, and I thought he handled it. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, again, he brought us back, made two great plays, had a heck of a throw to Nooney right down the middle. I mean, inches off. I mean, two perfect reads on other plays that, like Nooney said, I lost the ball in the lights. Maybe if he didn't, he catches it on that one, or he throws the hair more and one off. I mean, he's making good decisions, and he made some mistakes, but for a true freshman, he had us in position to have a chance to win that football game.
I think I saw the one to Tate. I think you guys had a pretty detailed discussion right after. What was that discussion about?
What he saw, and he made the right decision. Just, I said, maybe just put a hair more air when he threw it, when he come out the angle. I was just talking to him. I always talk to him, makes a mistake. What'd you see? Not about that. I make him regurgitate everything he says as he comes off the field. That's why, because he's learning every time he's out there. Even when he's right, I make him regurgitate everything when he comes off to the field, because you can make a good play for the wrong reasons. So I make him tell me what he saw, what he thought, because I'm trying to get him to train and do, which all I do with all young players and young quarterbacks, I tell our coaches to do the same thing. Thought process. What you saw, why you saw it, so when it happens again, you can repeat it, and if it doesn't, you do it. So, I mean, that's what we were just going through the whole scenario. He made a great fake. First read was done. He got the high low. The corner came, took the flat. He made the perfect decision. You know, we were just a hair off, and I was saying, what did you see? Just to make sure. He saw if we had to do it again by the coverage, what coverage did he make? I make him regurgitate the whole scenario back out on all those plays. And that's what we go through on the sideline with those guys. It's not but it's just because that way it trains them how to think. And you have to think in a certain way to be successful.
Coach, now you've had these conversations with James now for going on 8 games. How has his thought process changed since the first game?
Oh, so many little things that you see. I mean, not you say in results, but I mean, how he sees the game, situations he sees the game. Sometimes it shows up in results, sometimes it doesn't. But his ability to the game slow down and think and make the right decisions and do those things and how he articulates things, it's tenfold. I mean, he's growing tremendously. He's growing tremendously.
And, Jim, I guess physically, how is James doing after that game? It seemed like that was the game that he was probably hit the most on defense.
No, he was fine. Yeah, he came out. He was regular. He was healthy. Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be kind of limited this week? Or?
No. I mean, nothing wrong with him. He's fine.
Jimbo, in the second half when you had to pass more, how did the offensive line do it?
We pass blocked well. That's why we go back. And that's why I said the first three drives, we had seven runs that we had no yards the second half, first two out of three drives. We had three runs in the first drive, didn't produce anything, but we hit passes. And they were playing the run. They were playing it. I think they were forcing us, saying we think we're going to have to. We liked our matchups in the pass game. And so our play action game, we had some opportunities. And then we had another drive. We had three runs that we didn't really get anything. But at least it kept them honest. But then we got hot. Then we hit the drive. We missed Nooney. We hit the went out and scored, hit the great pass, and missed Nooney on the one that was inches over. And that was after we just missed Tate. So we had things open and what we wanted. Then we hit the big play, hit the trick play, and then coming back. So, I mean, our pass protection for the most part was good. We had one or two guys on a twist, didn't slide off, and which is tough sometimes, and took a few shots. But they protected pretty well in the bang. And we got guys open, and we hit plays and moved the football consistently. That's how we had to move it.
I know the focus all year has been on this year and each week to week. But do you think having to play all these young guys on offense, can you even think about the fact that that should help in some regards?
I hope so. Again, if they don't just play and they think the right way, and I know that sounds crazy, but that's why I keep making these guys talk to me. That's why James, every time he comes off, we have discussion. It's not, and you'll see me, why? I ask why when you do it right. I challenge our guys all the time. Tell me why you did it. Because if you don't know why that happened, good or bad, you can never repeat it when you need to, good, and you can never fix it when it was bad and do it. So I think from that standpoint, if we can get these guys to understand all that, yes. I mean, there is a silver lining in that they've been out there when the lights are on and when it mattered and what mattered and how it happened. You know, see what happens and what's necessary to play well.
Coach, it's the first time you've really coached a true freshman in game action like this.
Mm-hmm.
How has this kind of been for you, kind of dealing with this, you know, dealing with a rookie, dealing with somebody who, you know, kind of
like coaching? I mean, it's exciting. You think you take three steps forward and you start to take a step back, you know, and then you take another step forward. And that's part of coaching. That's kind of coaching young players. I mean, and building his library of knowledge, that things that he can apply and what you can apply for him going in the game. And, you know, then you got to pick sometimes what you need to win the game. You have to pick and choose. You have to be very careful not to exploit him. But then at times you do have to exploit him because your team may need that part of his game to win, or the other receivers. And also, you know, it's finally good that hopefully our receivers are starting to get back healthy so they can all play again, which I think will be huge for him. And also practice, because a lot of them haven't practiced. They played, but they haven't practiced. They don't get that continuity in practice consistently. So hopefully getting that back, you know, hopefully you'll see him grow and how he's playing. But it's been, as I say, it's coaching. Coaching is always a challenge. Coaching is always a great wealth of trying to get people to understand how you want them to think and what you want them to think and how to think that, like, successful people think and have that thought process. And as crazy as it sounds, as frustrating as it can be, and we ain't hitting the results like you always want, but at the same time, it's really exhilarating and watching them progress, and it's what you're in this business for. And if you don't like that, then you shouldn't do it.
How much of the play calling would you say has kind of improved, or how much has he kind of known or picked up in the last couple of weeks?
A lot. I mean, he really has. And understanding, okay, he'll start to come in now and film, and, well, Coach, we did that last week. That'd be real good this week. Yeah, I mean, you start to see those conversations that are being had, yeah.
Jimbo, I already talked about the freshmen on offense. The freshmen on defense are playing a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And does Hampson have a chance to be
a real guy?
Player.
He's athletic. He's long. He's multidimensional. That, you know, he can play up, he can play back, has great ball skills for a big guy. He's physical. I mean, and can be a special teams player. He has a chance to be a very good football player.
But you talked about silver linings. Is that with Kendo and him and Stanford Samuels and, you know, Taylor's a sophomore?
Yeah,
there's a chance these guys coming back have something in 2018?
Well, yeah, I think, again, I think we ought to have a chance to have a very good football team. I mean, but if they keep developing and our attitude and culture keep developing with it, and they take it to the next level of how, you know, just like Cam Irving was here the other day, and he said, just like we went through, and that's what you mean. They got to keep understanding why they play and what they want. And sometimes you have to, you know, we all got knocked down. We had to go through some tough times to get to where we were going. You know what I'm saying? Even 11, when we got hurt, and then 12, we thought we had a chance and just let one slip away and then got in the Orange Bowl and then had to go get it. He said, they're all going through it, and that's what he told him. He said, don't ever lose your why, but understand you got to, if you don't grind through those things. You know, all the old players, it's funny, they see themselves in these kids, and remember where they were when they first got here in the program. And we were 6-7, 7-6, going through the same scenarios to get to that championship, we know, in 09 in different times. I mean, it's funny here, which we don't always think about as coaches, but those players are very supportive in that room. Lost quarterback, had a bunch of injuries, and then won a bunch.
Can you see that same kind of thing happening with this?
I do, because you're a play away. I mean, because when you see the competitive level that which the kids want to play with, now we got to get them to play competitively and play even to make the play. But that same spirit, tenacity, want to is there.
Coach Wally's played a lot more. Wally Amy's played a lot more the last couple weeks. What have you seen from him?
I mean, Wally gives you a good pass rush guy. He's a fast twitch guy, playing the run better with his hands and being more physical. Man can create pass rush in what he does. A lot more consistent.
Jimbo, I'm sure you don't want to make excuses for the season overall, but has this been, looking back at your career, even as an assistant coach, do you remember a season where it seemed like there was this much adversity between injuries and then the schedules and just different things?
Not to the extent that it went, and to have, you know, key people go away. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you learn as a coach too every day. How are you going to handle it? What goes on? And it gives you something to revert back to. But, again, the thing, again, I'm the proudest of, I keep saying, is our kids, the fighting spirit in which they have and the ability to allow you to keep pushing them. But there's no doubt. I mean, but that's what life is. You never know what's going around each turn. You got to figure it out and move on.
Going back to 2011 again, after that 35-30 loss at Wake Forest, that was only your second year as a head coach, and that was some real adversity. Panic's not the right word, but how did you handle that with a team that wasn't expecting to lose, and then they were on a 3-game losing streak?
Well, you understood why they lost, explain to them why we lost, and go back and stay true to your basics and what you believe. I mean, like I say, and go back to fundamentals. Like I tell them, when you're in a game and something's going wrong, go back to your fundamental. What you were coached every day, listen to the coach. Hear the coach's voice in the back of your head. Hear the coach saying this. Hear the coach saying that. And all the coaches I'd ever been with, stay true to your values. Stay true to your beliefs. Understand. And then always ask the why. All right, if that's why, then you make a change. If what everyone else thinks is why it happened is not the reason, don't make a change. You know what I'm saying? As far as how you change, how you coach, what you do in a game plan, what you do here. Understand why as a coach. Everything in this world is based off this. Why? Why? Why was it successful? Why was it not? Evaluate and then make changes accordingly. And that's what we tried to do then. And at that time, we didn't do a lot and did a couple little things here and there and tweaked some things and learned our players and adjusted.
Jimbo, you've been here in 2009, speaking of 2011, this season now, and even, you know, the success you've had in 13, 14. When these moments are kind of happening like this where you see the potential, they're just an inch away or, you know, a play here, a play there, and to see the light of that in the tunnel, you've seen both sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it frustrating now? How do you kind of deal with this?
It's not frustrating. It's coaching. It's life. I say it. And it's not for myself. It's because you want the kids to feel it. You want the kids to get it. I always said it's critical that they get it before they get out of this program because they're going to use these same values in life. And it takes what it takes. That's the other thing you got to remember. The standards can't change. Standards for success and what you do, how you practice, the amount of time you put in, the standards don't change. They are what they are. It takes what it takes. And that's why you got to get them to understand that. And then as coaches, we got to make the adjustments and see.
Coach, you talk about kind of getting it. Do you feel like this team gets it or is that still too big?
We're getting it. We haven't got it or we would be over that hump. But we are getting it and their will to get it is there. You can see that in their spirit to compete. You know what I'm saying? But at key moments, again, You can't go totally instinctive. Instinct is great if it's guided by discipline. And I don't mean it's not we're undisciplined, but I'm saying you got to have a gauge on yourself to how you think and goes back to how you think. That goes back to what I'm talking about, thought process on each play, what you're trying to accomplish, what the scenario, what you're trying to do and what your parameters are. You got to stay in that. And that the only way to go through that is experience. That's called life, and you got to push yourself through that. Thank you.